On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU softball team will head to Florida next week, joined by senior Crystal Bowen. Aside from just getting games down there in Florida, what sorts of things do you guys accomplish, be it practice, be it team chemistry, that kind of stuff? What do you get out of the week?
I think with any team, spending time on the road together is really important. It helps you develop those relationships outside of just playing the sport. So I think that helps a lot. It always makes everybody closer. Things like that. And besides that, it's nice to get out of the field house and take some ground balls and some dirt and not have them, hitting you in the shins off of the concrete. So that's always really nice, too.
It's going to sound like a crazy question, but how different is the game outside compared to, inside on turf, which you guys have played here for the first 8 games or so?
It's really a lot different, I think. It's kind of hard after being inside to go to anything different. And so even with the turf, the ball takes different spins. It hops different, things like that. And, outside that happens too, but out there it's more controllable just because that's what we're more used to than playing inside.
Well, on the field, what sorts of things you guys need to work on specifically while you're down there?
I think the main thing that we're trying to focus on right now is our offense. Really knocking in those runs once we get the hits is really important this year for us. That's basically what we've been working on a lot this year. So
never seems to fail. The pitching in the NSIC is better than what you'll see down in Florida even. How can you take what you get as far as pitching and still get a lot of work in so that you're prepared once the NSIC race starts?
We play actually quite a few really good teams down there, too. I know a few of them are, really good D3 teams that have gone to, nationals and those types of playoffs every year. So hopefully we'll just get to see a lot of, hopefully rise ball pitchers. That's what you find in the NSIC. So
coaching staff here is stabilized now. How much smoother has practice gone when everybody kind of knows what to expect?
It's a lot better. It's a lot more organized. We know what we're getting ourselves into every year when we come in after summer and things like that. It's really nice. I know Kelsey and I have both really put emphasis on that this year to the younger girls, just that they can believe in Rick and that he's here to stay and he's not going to go anywhere. And we're really building the program that way. So,
do have a couple of freshmen from Bemidji. They obviously know at least a little bit about your program coming in. Does that make their transition a little easier?
I think it could in a way. I think if you don't really know what you're getting yourself into, it might be a little bit better. Just because we have had, a rough couple of seasons so far in the past. But we're definitely looking to get better. I think Rick's going to take it in the right direction. So I'm excited to see where it goes after I leave even.
Enjoy the sun and the warmth, and we'll see you back here in a week.
All right, thank you.
For more information about the BSU softball team, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.